Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's always nice to score some goals in front of the home crowd, but, you know, we wanted to work on starting early, starting strong from the get-go. We did that again, but then at the same time, we had a lull in the second half like we did in the first game, and that was something we wanted to improve upon, so it's something we'll have to work on.
You had an opportunity where the box where you passed it to Becky and you were in perfect position to shoot. Did you think about maybe going on goal, or what was the thought process there?
I mean, I'll have to watch it again, but my back was to goal and the ball sort of popped up, so I just volleyed it to her and she volleyed it into the net. So, yeah, I mean, it was a sweet goal.
What did you say about the team scoring depth? Becky with three goals, Jordan with her first two national team goals. Maybe in previous years you don't have the young people contributing. Different players.
No, I think what you saw tonight was just a full team performance. You know, lots of people getting on the goal sheet, and just we're a strong team that's, you know, slowly adding depth throughout our entire roster. And I think people saw that these past two games. You know, we've really finished strong in these last two games, and that's a show of a very good team.
How important are these coast to coast games in between the big tournaments to keep the fan base, I guess, engaged and interested?
Yeah. As players, it's always nice to play at home and, you know, come home and play in front of the home crowd. And, you know, we want to change the sport in Canada. And, you know, unfortunately, I guess with soccer, you know, you have a major tournament once every 2 years, so it's nice to bridge the gap. And, you know, I think obviously in Winnipeg and here in Toronto, we've had the massive amount of support we have.
And seeing all the youth clubs in the stands, how important is that for, you know, getting the next generation of players?
Absolutely. And that's the future of this program. You know, the 10, 11-year-olds are in the stands. You know, I just want that kid. So it's pretty cool to see. And I got a birthday card from one of the teams, and I read it, and it said, like, we hope to play with you one day. So they're dreaming big, so it's awesome to see.
Christine, on that note, Jordan Heitzma said she looked up to you growing up. She came on for you today. What was it like to see her score her first two goals for Canada?
I don't think she's ever looked up to me. She's like 8 feet tall. But, it's incredible. She's just such a talent. You know, she's lethal in front of goal. And just, you know, she had a couple chances in Winnipeg, so it was nice to see her bury one here tonight. And we got a ball for her, so it's good.
Christine, when you were playing the U.S., if you did, you know, Norway 1-0, which is not a huge score. France is trying to catch up with the mentality, you know, problem they have. Do you think that, and Canada is gaining more and more power, and they are like the most exciting team to watch, actually.
Thank you.
U.S. is like 20 games in a row or something. You've just got to beat them. Gotta get them sometime.
Yeah. And do you think that we are at a turning point, you know, in women's soccer all around the world, that all the power might change and Canada can be number one now?
That's the plan. I mean, I think we've got the right man for the job, leading this team, leading this program, and, you know, we have our eyes set on number one, and that's no easy task. You know, obviously with the U.S., France, Germany, Japan, there's a lot of strong teams now in the women's game, but we consider ourselves right up there, and it's just going to take winning a major tournament or two.
And how do you mix, you know, the veteran forces and the young forces that we've seen today, who are like exploded?
Yeah, I think it's just something that's come naturally for our team. You know, we like to think we're a welcoming team, a welcoming environment for the young players to come in, where they can just come, express themselves, be free, no fear of making mistakes, and it allows them to flourish. So, you know, we hope we create a good environment.
Christine. All right, that's it. One more.
For the fans who don't know, who's Maeve
going to
the team? What kind of role
does
she have?
I mean, she's our team mom. She does everything for us. I mean, I've known her for, I think she told me, 15 years. She's staring at me right now, awkwardly. I mean, she's the heartbeat of this program. This team just makes everyone tick. She's incredible. I'd say the glue, the heartbeat of this team, she just makes everything tick for us.
Thank you.
Well, she's standing right there, so...
Hey, Christine.
No.